Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works in giving you a boner. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness, aside from me reading this. It's made in the U.S. of A., America. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free. When you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR, just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, B-L-U-E, chew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR, A-R-M-C-H-A-I-R, to try it for free. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this train wreck of a podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome to a Thursday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. This one's free because of MyBookie. Guys, go to MyBookie and use the code CHAIR and get a 50% sign-up bonus. And right now, if you go to MyBookie.ag and put in at least $50 and send the receipt to saintshappyhour@gmail.com, we'll send you a check for $20. That is what Armchair will do for you. So go to MyBookie right now and go to MyBookie.ag, put in $50 and send us a receipt, and we will send you a check for $20. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Terms and conditions apply. Andrew, all right, so Zeke Elliott got paid yesterday. He got $90 million, but it can go to $103 million, and $50 million guaranteed. And Saints Twitter just exploded. They're like, "Yep, that's what the Saints have to pay Kamara. That's it. It's done." Just like Michael Thomas. And I was arguing with people. I'm like, Kamara is not Michael Thomas for one. Like, where wide receiver is a premium position teams pay, and there was a 100% chance that the Saints were paying Michael Thomas. There was never a doubt. The Saints even admitted. They're like, we are going to pay Michael Thomas. We're totally comfortable with making him the highest paid receiver. And he is, as of this minute. But I just think Kamara, I love him. He's fun and all that. But I think his contract negotiation is way, way, way more complicated than Michael Thomas or even a lot of Saints fans realize.
Yeah, we've talked about this on this podcast several times before, but and we've enumerated the reasons why we believe it's difficult. But, you know, to me, it comes down to statistics, and that's why this year is so critical for Kamara. And I think if I'm Kamara, I should be really thankful that Mark Ingram is no longer on the roster, if I'm being honest, just because I think Ingram had so much time in the building, so much loyalty from Peyton. I think there was a responsibility to get him his touches. You know, I just don't think that exists with Latavius Murray, because Murray doesn't have the history with the head coach. He wasn't a draft pick for the Saints. He's very much coming in as a supplement to Kamara. And so if I'm Kamara, I'm really thankful for that, because as I'm entering my contract year and, you know, I want to give myself leverage in negotiations, he kind of has to have a huge year. The problem, as I see it for him, is that he's absolutely as dynamic and as good as Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, all those guys. I think he is a top we'll call him top 10, but I mean, you can make the argument he's a top 5 back in the league. But the problem with him is that while he has the volume catch-wise, he just doesn't have the rushing yards to support getting top-flight money like Gurley just got and like Ezekiel Elliott just got. So when you look at those numbers, do they apply to a receiving back, which is basically what Kamara is? Otherwise, he's getting maybe 700 yards rushing. I just don't think he's putting up the stats to command that kind of money, but I do think he is that good. And so that's where I see this negotiation being so complicated, because he's worth it to the Saints. He's a phenomenal player that can make the argument that he deserves to get paid like those guys, but the Saints can very easily put back in his face, you're not putting up these numbers.
Yeah, and here's the thing with, Kamara, is nothing happens in a bubble, right? And the Saints have cap ramifications. They have a bunch of guys to pay. But also just on the field thing, and let's assume that Kamara is fantastic in 2019. The Saints are great. There could be a bunch of scenarios in play where, in one scenario, Kamara is fucking fantastic, and the Saints either win the Super Bowl or they don't. But Drew Brees says, you know what? I'm staying. And he just does the two-year – he does another two-year extension where he kicks the can down the road, right, and he's making $25 to $30 million, and Drew Brees is going to play for two more years, and that's kind of how it is. And then the Saints can be like, you know what? We got Drew Brees for two more years. You know, Kamara, we love you, but we're not paying you more than Ezekiel Elliott. We're going to trade you to a team in the bottom of the first round. They're going to pay you. We're going to get a low first-round pick or a high second-round pick, and we're going to draft another guy, find another guy, and we're going to move it along because we have Drew Brees, and it'll be fine. And I could see that scenario,
yep.
Or Andrew, right? Or you could have another scenario, Saints, Kamara's unbelievable. Saints win the Super Bowl. Drew Brees says, adios, I'm out of here. I'm going to run the Jimmy John. And, oh, by the way, Kamara's MVP of the Super Bowl. Then the Saints have to give him all the money, make him governor, and give him St. Charles Avenue so he stays,
Well,
so
context matters, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, this season is so huge because you look at Von Bell, you look at Onyemata, Andres Pete, like, I don't think their future is resolved. And I think how things play out this year have a huge impact. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of scenarios for Kamara, but forget, like, the success or failure of the team. Let's just say Kamara has another year like he's been having. So, he puts up great yards per carry, but, say maybe 700 yards rushing, and he catches about 80, 90 passes. And, he kind of puts a season like that. Those are not Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley in his prime, Ezekiel Elliott type numbers. They're just not. And so I think that's kind of the worst case scenario, because then I think Kamara's agent will rightfully push the angle of, hey, this is one of the most dynamic players in the league. It's not my fault that your offense doesn't accommodate the number of touches that he could be getting. And, I mean, Reggie Bush was in a similar situation there, and Reggie Bush ended up leaving because he wanted to be the man. He wanted to go somewhere else and get more touches. So, that's a thing. That's a thing. And
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So I could see it going that way. I could see the Saints saying, hey, you know what? We know if you hit the – see, the thing is, if Kamara hits the open market, then that's a game changer because somebody will pay him what Ezekiel Elliott is making. I think Kamara is special enough and dynamic enough that as long as he doesn't get injured this year, he will command that on an open market.
Well, but see, he's still got two more years left, right?
He's still got two more years before he would do that. But I'm just saying, once we get closer to that, then leverage starts to get in Kamara's corner because there starts to become this, hey, somebody else will pay me that. So that's where it gets a little sticky. Now, like the worst-case scenario for Kamara is he has a really bad injury this year because then I think the Saints would probably lowball him and want to try to keep him, and he'd probably have to take it. So, you know, that's kind of the double-edged sword of how this season goes, and we just don't know
Saints,
at this point.
And the Saints can, it could get contentious, but the Saints could, you know, they could tag him after the fourth year and franchise him and go year to year, which he would hate. And the question would be, would he be willing to miss games next year? And would, you know, I used to say, Andrew, that teams, they're willing to pay a guy, but they're never willing to pay a guy and give up draft picks unless that guy is a super elite player. But now teams do it. They, you know, Kansas City did it with Frank Clark, and other teams have done it. So I would be curious to know, like, if the Saints decide they wanted to move along, like, what could Kamara fetch?
Oh, I definitely think a first-round pick. I think there's a team out there that would have no problem paying him top-flight running back money, kind of money that Zeke just made, giving up a first-round pick and acquiring Alvin Kamara. He's that good. Now, he might have to go to the Jets are a bad example because they just got Le'Veon, but you know, he may have to go to a team like that. You know, he may have to go to Cincinnati to get that kind of contract. And
Cincinnati never pays anybody. But
yeah,
like,
so that's not a bad
Buffalo.
Example too.
Buffalo.
Yeah, he might have to go to Buffalo.
Or Ryan Pace gets really desperate for the Bears, and he leaves his old buddy, and he's like, you know what? We need a dynamic offensive guy to help Trubisky, and it's Kamara, and I'm just going to pay him. And in 3 years, if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to be here anyway. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Well, that's exactly right. There's GMs like Ryan Pace where if they're not successful now, they're getting fired. So he's like, this first-round pick is of no use to me because I'm not going to have a job if I can't be successful this year. So guys like that are always more inclined to just go ahead and ship out the pick and try to get a guy that's going to make a difference for them on the field immediately. So I definitely think that's another good example. But anyway, there's a team out there that will give up a first and pay Kamara. I'm pretty confident of that. And so then it's not a one-in-one-out situation either. The Saints may say, hey, you know what? We've been able to draft running backs in the third round, fifth round. We've been able to develop some guys.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just roll with Latavius Murray and supplement him with like a Duke Johnson or a theoretic type receiving back. So maybe we can supplement, you know, and Latavius Murray is our guy next year. And I know the Saints fans are thinking, oh my God, that sounds awful. But like, then they spend their first round pick on a cover or a pass rusher, you know? And so, it doesn't have to be your trade.
And if you have Breeze,
for the next
and if you have and if you have Breeze coming off a Breeze type year, you know, it's definitely not as scary. Now if you have Bridgewater and Taysom and they're shipping off Kamara, then it's panic time, baby.
Well, and the Saints may have a good feel for what Breeze's future is. We don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean all that stuff plays in. And so look, at the end of the day, I would hate to lose Kamara. That's the bottom line, is I hope that he would stay with the Saints. But I agree with you. To me, the Michael Thomas thing was really, really clean and easy because he had the numbers. He has the work ethic. He has the production. He has the clout. He has the chemistry with his teammates. He loves the city. I mean, it was just too easy to get that deal done. He's young. He's been healthy. So I just think that's like the easiest contract you're ever going to do. And so, yes, they paid him a lot. Yes, he's the richest receiver in NFL history. He's not the best receiver in NFL history, but that's not how that works. And so I just thought that was really simple. And for all the reasons we just illustrated, I view the Kamara contract situation as a lot more complicated.
Yeah, and look, it doesn't, you know, people on Twitter take it as disparaging Kamara. It's not that. We love Kamara. And look, in my ideal world, Andrew, it would be Saints win the Super Bowl, Breeze retires, and they pay Alvin Kamara all the money because I just want another ring, right? Like that's, and you know what? We'll work that shit out with the salary cap in 2022 when time comes, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, he's just more – it's just more complicated and difficult. The only thing that would make it less so is if Alvin Kamara is like, hey, Saints, I don't need to be Zeke Elliott. You don't have to pay me that. You can pay me 15 to 16, 17 million instead of 20 or whatever. And that can blow up this whole podcast and make it very easy. So with that said, guys, we have the free gambling podcast now because we cost $1,000 a month, but you still want to sign up starting next week, $7 or $10 a month, so you can get Andrew's grades and the daily podcast. So go and do it, and we will see you tomorrow.